Oh, dear Lord. Hello, everybody. It's Chase Everett. This is Talking Into Microphones, and there is no Dan Cohen on this episode, which makes me sad, because I love Dan Cohen, and so do you. He's the funny part of the show, and I'm just the guy that does the stuff. But anyway, today's episode is going to have a short interview with Stacy Todd, otherwise known as Duke. Stacy Todd is the lead singer, or a lead singer, of a group called the Vandells, a show group whom he has been with for 41 years. Stacy also happens to be the father of Casey Todd, who is a great musician, wonderful guy, plays drums with me, will be on the road all summer with me. And so we're going to talk to them a little bit about Stacy Duke's new solo record, talk a little bit about the Vandells and what it's like to be a father and a son on the road doing the do. So that's coming up. But right now, I'm going to just rant a little bit because I've had a weird life that culminated in today. Man, I got to tell you, life's hard. Did you realize that? Did you realize life is difficult? You probably did. You probably didn't need me to bring that up to you, but I just thought I'd throw it out there. Yeah, man. Last year I got a divorce, and that's been super fun on myriad levels. About to hit the road, do that thing. That'll be good. That'll be good to get the hell out of town. And hopefully make a little bit of money. You guys go to jaysever.com to see the dates. We're putting up new dates pretty much every 6 or 7 days. We're filling in slots. So Norway, Sweden, Germany, the UK, Spain's coming up. Gonna try and sneak in some shows in the south of France. Go down and hang out with my first ex-wife. I'm collecting. If you have 3 ex-wives, you get a free bowl of soup, so I'm looking forward to that. The future Mrs. Everett is out there. I know she is. The future ex-Mrs. Everett is sharpening her knives, and I'm excited about that as well. So anywho, Jacques Merlino, that kid, did a podcast with him a couple episodes ago. CD release party, May 13th here in Nashville, where the CD will be out. The digital version for all of my Euro friends should be up by the end of May. I'll obviously let you know about that, and jacquemerlino.com will be online in the next 10 days or so. Casey Todd, not Casey Todd, but Casey Todd's wife, Casey with a C, is building that website as she built mine. She is awesome. Conjure Media Group. You guys should check that out if you need a website or media type stuff done for you. She can do that for you. I will be in Reno. I'm going to LA to write for a few days with the amazing Holly Knight. Looking forward to that. And then starting Thursday, May, I don't know what day it is. It's, I don't know, the 6th, the 7th? I think it's the 7th. Starting Thursday, May 7th, I'll be playing at Harris Casino there in Reno. We're doing Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday night. Me and Aaron Benward and some other writers are going to do writer rounds there. So if you guys are in Reno and you're not dead, you should come to that. Okay? Good. All right, I have nothing intelligent to say, obviously. I went out and saw Jacques Merlino play bass with his best friend Gus Carroll's band called The Shy, and they're really cool. You guys should check that out. But I went and saw them tonight. Cool pop indie band, college kids with all their hope and their dreams. And I had 2 glasses of whiskey, so I'm a little thick-tongued. So forgive me. I did not drive. I took an Uber because, of course, my car is in the shop getting the entire electrical system replaced. Send money if you can because we're going to need it for the car. Anyway, enough of my bullshit. Let's get to Stacey Todd, Duke of the Vandals, and soon to be the burgeoning solo artist. You guys are going to enjoy this. This is a really sweet, unlike the usual talking into microphones, this is actually like a wholesome, loving, kind little conversation. So, you know, enjoy that, because it won't last, kids. I'll be back next time with the regular Venom. Anyway, here it is, me and Stacey Todd and Casey Todd talking music. Stories and anecdotes.
I'm the one that never talks on stage, right? Does he know that about my character?
We're going behind the music here. We're going behind the music.
I want to know where Danny Boy is to do the theme
song. Dan's got a friend in town, so Dan can't be found. Hey, Casey Todd taking over. Taking over. So I'm sorry, Will. I only have these SM7s, so they're not really designed for being off mic. But I'll adjust it later. Make it work, hopefully. But I already did like a little intro saying that you guys were coming over. And do you like prefer to be called Stacy or Duke?
I mean, Duke. Everybody knows me as Duke.
All right. Because that's kind of what I was working with, but I wasn't 100% sure. So we're with Casey. This is talking into microphones. This is Chase Everett. Dan's not here. We've already been through that litany. But Casey and Stacy are here. And you guys are father and son, musicians, so that's close to my heart. I'm at the beginning of that stage. And Duke, tell us your story. You've been doing this for a minute.
Well, yeah, I started in 1974. I was fortunate enough to replace somebody that left a group called Myron and the Vandals, and the group was on the road for like 2 weeks and went down to Florida. And they called me to come in and replace the guys who were leaving, and I've been on the road ever since, and that was 41 years ago.
Good Lord. I don't think I could... how do you do that?
Well, I guess if you love it, you can do it. Yeah. When I got into it, I mean, I was it was funny, because when I first got into it, they guaranteed me $150 a week, and I had a van that helped haul equipment. I made $10 that first week. But the second week I got a raise, I got $15.
Wow.
And I stayed with it, but I didn't think I could sing either. And because I lost my voice after the first show, I think the only reason they kept me was I had a van. But as it turned out, though, we started getting the other members. We got our show together, and it clicked, and we've been having a great time ever since.
41 years.
41 years.
I'm 42. So that puts things in perspective
that
for me.
That scares me right there.
Yeah, because look at me. I look like hell. And so you've been doing it as long as I've been trying to look
like
this. Yeah,
so don't tell them what I look like.
Yeah, you look great. That's what. And how old are you?
I'm 62.
62. Wow. And you still love it.
I still love it, yes. I don't want to slow down. I enjoy being on the road. Just every aspect of our show is a fun show. We have characters in the show. I play a character in the show. In the show, I don't smile. I'm the tough guy, and everybody else is supposed to do what they're supposed to do. And when they don't do it, I get upset and try to correct them.
So you're Mo.
We're the Three Stooges set to music, what we've been called. And the other two guys, they do all the crazy antics, and I try to to pull them back into line so we can at least have some semblance of a show.
And then what kind of gigs are you guys doing?
We do a lot of different types of things. We do the casinos. We've done cruises in the past, doing a lot of pack centers, a lot of dinner theater. And the fairs, we'll do a lot of, or last summer, we'll do a lot of fairs and festivals.
The Vandells, and I'm assuming Vandells.com is a website. People can go check it out.
Van-Dells.
Not spelled, but the actual hyphen, right?
Right.
Yes. That would be weird.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a different, I think that's a Dutch band, the Van-Dells. And where does Vandells come from?
It came from a school in Toledo, Ohio that closed down in 1958. It was the last year that the school had a name, and it became part of the public school system. And so we took on the personas of the last graduating class of Vandell High, which is why we wear the 58 on our sweater.
Okay. So you guys have been doing that same basic show for 41 years, or it's evolved.
It's changed a lot. Right now we're doing a lot of the songs that we did back in the early days. Since it was our 40-year reunion last year, we wanted to go back and recreate a lot of things we did the first 10 years, but the show has constantly changed. You may not see a big change from year to year, but we constantly are putting new things in. In the early days, we would sit in the clubs for a week at a time. Most of the hotels all had showrooms. So you'd sit there 2, 3, maybe even 4 weeks. We'd rehearse from 1 to 3 every day. We would take Saturday and Sunday off. Sunday was our moving day to the next hotel. And if we weren't going to the next place, then we just took that day off. But we were constantly rehearsing, trying to get new material in. Because with our show, we had to learn the songs. We had to learn all the backgrounds. Plus, we had to learn choreography to go with it. Because we weren't going to just stand there and do the songs.
Yeah. You don't want to be like me. You want to be entertaining.
Well, I'd like to be more like you now.
No, you wouldn't, man. Look where I'm living. You don't want to live like this.
Actually, my character is very similar to that because my character, I don't do overt moves. I do more eye choreography than anything else.
Right. Looking at the guys with disdain and whatnot.
That's correct. I have a hat that I wear, and it's my correcting tool.
And then when you're really actually pissed off at them in real life, they don't know if it's part of the shtick or if you're really giving them
the business. I can go on stage in a bad mood. Nobody knows it.
That's ideal.
It enhances my character.
You and I have been working the same thread then. Yeah. That's my thing too. People think I'm angry. It's because I am. And I just go on stage and demonstrate that. It's great. It's great.
Well, see, unfortunately, I don't talk on stage. On stage, I'm the quietest one up there. I say as few words as possible.
Yeah, I don't suffer from that.
That way I can't get in trouble. The other guys can say all the bad things. But if they get out of line, I can pull it back. And we don't have to worry about getting blue to do it either. You know, we can.
No, you guys work clean, right?
We're a family show. But we do have our show when we do at the casinos that we will add a little color, but it doesn't get bad.
More magenta than pure blue, maybe.
A lot of innuendo.
Yeah, there you go. Like a David Lee Roth show. Lots of innuendo. So you've been doing this for 41 years with these guys. And basically, I mean, I've been in cover bands off and on throughout my life. And that's basically you're playing other people's material in your show, putting a show together using existing songs that people know. So you're playing hit songs from the 50s and 60s, basically, right?
Yeah, basically we are a cover band from that era, yeah.
But now you're wanting to, now you're actually working on a new project of your original material.
Yeah, I've been writing songs the whole time I was on the road. And everything that I wrote, nothing really fit for what we were doing that we could put it in our show because people wanted to see the 50s and 60s
sure.
stuff. So new stuff didn't have a place for it. But now, since my son Casey has been pushing me to do my material, I've got a repertoire of probably 60 songs that we're pulling from to try to get the best tracks. And I'm going to put out my first solo debut CD at 62.
That's great.
I'm actually excited about it. It's been fun watching the songs come to life and thinking that somebody actually wants to listen to something that I wrote is pretty exciting.
Well, yeah, imagine you've got, I mean, playing it out as long as you have. I mean, I know you've got a ton of fans. So.
Yeah, the fan base has been loyal. We did a Kickstarter program to get me going, and it only took a week to reach the goal.
Wow.
So.
And what? How's that been for you though? Because I've toyed with the idea of doing a Kickstarter at various points, and my vanity has always precluded me from pursuing it. How has that been? Have you enjoyed the Kickstarter thing? Obviously, it happened quickly.
Well, since it happened so fast, yeah. I mean, I was curious about how it was going to go, starting. And,
yeah, I'm just afraid no one will donate.
Right, you know, my wife was prepared to donate right away, you know, to make sure that at least something was up there. But it happened so fast. Our fan base has been so loyal that it's just amazing the support that I've gotten. The people that have emailed me and called me with the well wishes, and they can't wait to hear the product. And Casey's been pushing me right along. He's my producer on it. He lets me say I'm co-producer, but he only because I take it. But he's done the bulk of the work to get it going. I gave him the inspiration with the songs, and he's taking it and helping make them sound like what they are.
That's great. So where did you come from? I mean, why did you wind up doing music? I know why your son does music. He grew up working for you, but was your family in music? Or?
My mother played piano.
Okay.
And she could play anything by ear. She didn't need the sheet music in front of her. And she played with a zest that she just felt the music. When she would play, you would enjoy watching her play, because she would smile and she'd move and she'd even sing along a little bit. And so I grew up with that, and we always had music in the house. We're always listening to 40s music. I heard a lot of Sinatra. I heard a lot of the Mills Brothers and Ink Spots. And
did you start on piano or guitar? Or?
I took piano lessons and was so afraid of the recital, I quit. And I kick myself every day for that, because if I knew how to play piano now, it would just have helped me that much more.
Oh, yeah.
But then when I got into college, I went to Bowling Green State University, and I picked up the guitar instead of picking up the books. And I just taught myself how to play guitar. I talked to people there. They showed me things. And for every new chord I would learn, I'd write a song around it so that I'd remember it and learn how to play it.
That's the way it works, I guess. I mean, that's what we all did. Instead of picking up a guitar, I tried to pick up girls. That's why I still can't play the guitar worth a damn. So, or pick up girls. I haven't gotten good at anything yet. So, Casey, what's it like producing your dad, who you've obviously been his kid, but also been his employee off and on for 20-some years?
It's been fun. You know, he just basically will give me, you know, a work tape almost of, you know, just guitar and vocals, and then I get to get creative and figure out what's going to go on top of it and what we hear, you know, fitting in, and a lot of different stuff too. It's a pretty good mix of different kinds of songs. It's fun.
Yeah, well, I mean, like I was saying before, I grew up playing covers, and that's one of the things that happened to me as a songwriter. It's like I write all kinds of songs, which can be cool, but it can also be a drag as far as like what's your direction as an artist, you know what I mean? So are you dealing with that at all, working on this project?
Well, since I'm where I'm at in my age, I don't know, you know, that I'm locked in with what I have and what right. I know. I don't know what you would call what I do. I don't know how to pigeonhole it, because like he said, I did a Christmas song, I did a gospel song, I've got some songs that are angry. I've got some, you know, love ballads, and then some that are just kind of whimsical and kind of fun.
Well, there's one that, you know, is we've got harpsichord and like cello and violin and stuff. It's almost like a Baroque sounding type of song. And then, you know, there's two on the record that are going to be pretty like doo-wop-ish, you know, that kind of style. And so it kind of crosses a lot of genres, really.
Yeah. Well, I heard a couple things on I actually looked at the Kickstarter campaign thing, and it was kind of reminiscent to me of like Neil Diamond type vibe in a way, you know, because he did that too. He would cross all sorts of genres in his writing, but it was always like the lyric and the vocal always up front, present and accounted for, which is something that, you know, modern music does less of. The stuff that you grew up singing and listening to is the same stuff my dad grew up listening to and everything. And he's always like, why is the vocal buried? You know, put the vocal out on top. And it's almost a dying art, you know, other than like Michael Bublé or whoever. You don't hear a lot of that anymore.
Right.
Yeah. A lot of my influences were Jim Croce and James Taylor, Melanie was a big influence. But then I like with the harmony, I like Crosby, Stills, and Nash. But then I like the harder stuff too, because I, you know, I was a big Zeppelin fan, and I liked Iron Butterfly and Uriah Heep. You know, some
Uriah Heep. Well, some, I haven't heard that in a while.
Some different. You know, I had a lot of different musical influences. But then I enjoyed the Mills Brothers and Andy Williams and a lot of the crooner stuff too. Sinatra. So thanks to my mother liking so much music, I heard all kinds of things, and I've always been open to different styles of music.
So is there going to be some power chords on this record? We're going to get some Uriah Heep or Iron Butterfly?
Not that powerful, but there is one pretty angry one that's, I don't know if that got power chords in it?
The tune that we just had Dan do the other day is pretty stonesy. It's real straight ahead rock.
Cool.
Yeah, Dan Cohen's on like half the record.
There you go. Little Dan Cohen love there, yeah. Even though the bastard can't show up for work.
Well, I'm glad he showed up for my stuff, though.
Yeah, exactly.
It worked out nice for me.
You got the best part of Dan.
So, yeah, thanks,
you got the
Dan.
Best part of Dan, his guitar playing. So what's it like? I mean, my kid just made his first record. We're going to go do some shows together in Europe. Walk me through this. How do I go on the road with my son and not break him? That's my fear, is that I'm going to destroy his life.
Casey could probably answer that better than me, because I don't know that I did anything different. Because Casey was on the road with me from 2 years old. At 4 years old, we were on doing the cruises, and Mom had come on the first week. She'd leave, and Casey and I'd stay on the next 2 weeks. And then she'd come back the fourth week, and then we'd all go home together. So, I mean, we've always been together on the road, so it wasn't anything new for us.
Right.
We didn't have to learn anything. And his work ethic is he learned that from me. So we're not combating against how to do things, because he knows how I like to have things done, and he just does it that way.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, I just grew up on the road, so it wasn't like there wasn't anything different. You know, it just, that was what it
just evolved. It was just the next step. And fortunately, what's thrilled me is as they got older, because not only Casey's on the road with me, but his younger brother Kyle is too. And both of them have always wanted to be out there. I never forced them to go out. Kyle didn't want to go out for several years. And then one summer he said, Dad, can I go on the road with you? And that, my heart just lit up, you know, to have both my boys on the road with me, and they both want to be there. That was just icing on the cake for me. But they love the Vandells, though, as much as I do. Because even though I'm working on the solo project, the Vandells are not done.
Right.
I'm going to keep the Vandells going as long as people want to see it and we can keep it booked. That's still my number one thing. But the side project is just something fun and fulfilling my ego.
Yeah. Well, you got to do that, man. If the songs are burning a hole in your heart, you definitely got to get them out there, whether people want to hear them or not. Every time I make a record, I don't know if anybody's going to get into it or not, but it has to be done, so you do it.
Yeah, it took me a long time to get the confidence to do that. I still don't have
the confidence
just
to do
open
it.
Just to open up and say, well, this is me.
Yeah.
You know, judge me now. You know?
Yeah. Oh, they will. But I think you've got a loyal enough fan base that they're gonna love you through it.
Yeah, the fan base has been there for me.
That's good. Well, where can they, are you going to have your own website for this, or is this going to be off the Vandells website?
I've got my own Facebook right now, Stacy Todd Music.
Okay.
On Facebook. Right now it's a work in progress. The CD, of course, isn't out yet, so we're not exactly sure how everything is going to go, but you can get to there from the Vandells page.
Okay. So if you go to van-dells.com, you can find Stacy Todd, and you can probably get a link to the Kickstarter campaign too, right?
Yeah, I've still got like 12 more days to go.
Yeah, and there's like a video there, so you can kind of get a vibe of what he's about. And if you want to contribute, man, help a brother out. Let him get this record done. His producer is kind of a prick, and he wants his money.
Now, that's my son. Now, wait a minute. I don't want to come to blows here on radio.
Just wants his money. All right, well, Casey, how are you going to wrap this record up?
We've got 5 songs done right now, and then we've got like 6 or 7 more that we're going in, next week?
Yeah, we're actually going to do some work on it tonight, too.
Yeah, we've got some vocals to finish up, and I think most of the tracks are laid down. We just have vocals to finish up and, you know, then get in there and mix it and just make sure everything sounds good.
You mixing it yourself?
No, we're doing it in Cincinnati at a studio called Group Effort.
Okay, cool.
So we've done the past couple of Vandell's records there, and so the engineer there is he's great, and you know it's just really good like workflow with him, and we all get along really well, and so he makes everything sound good. So yeah,
we have one track that I'm actually trying to get every Vandell vocal on it because I need a choir behind me on the song. So I have contacted every one of them that I can get a hold of. I'm only missing one right now.
Oh, some of the folks that aren't in the band anymore?
They're not in the band, and they were lead singers throughout the years. And so far, every one of them I've talked to has agreed to be on the CD. So
that's cool.
That's a nice little treat for me.
That's great.
And I hope the fans like the song that they're on. But just the fact that they all want to be on it and are going to contribute is really nice.
Yeah, that's cool. Bringing it all full circle.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to have to pledge on the Kickstarter, I guess, so I can get if you pledge enough, I think he's going to come to your house and play for you, I think is what I heard.
That can happen. That's one of them. I also bake, too. I do cheesecakes, and if you go high enough, I have other desserts. I've got bread pudding and,
there you go,
and strawberry tarts, and what was the other one? I've got my adult beverage, my Duke's apple pie.
There you go.
That's pretty wild, too.
So he'll sing for his supper and bring dessert.
There you go.
So yeah. Check it out.
I'm the full package.
Yeah, the real deal. Well, cool, man. You got anything else you want to cover?
I don't think so. I think that's...
All right. I'm going to throw this in the middle. I'll edit this, but I'm going to throw this in the middle of a thing. Cool. So.
Well, thanks for asking me to come.
Yeah, man.
It's been fun. It's my first... I'm a virgin to this, so, you know... I've got another first.
There you go. So. Well, this show is huge. Dozens of people.
That's
hear
what
it
he
every
told
week.
Me. He told me that I was going to get a big response.
Huge,
from this.
Huge bump from this. Yeah, you'll probably get an extra $12.
All right.
Out of this. Well, thanks for coming on, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
I need some words to say to you. A promise I can make to you. I got nothing. Nothing's filled my heart. I need a chance to make amends. A bag of nails to mend my fence. I got nothing, and nothing's tearing me apart. Love, it won't.
How sweet is that, people? How sweet is that? Father and a son, good people. You know, Casey has been working with me for a better part of 2 years, and he's just—he's a great drummer, a great singer, great piano player, great bass player, great musician. But above all, he's just a really, really good man. And obviously, he picked that up from his pops. Really sweet. Really, really sweet, and I don't say that in a condescending way, as a father and as a son, and I have a really tight relationship with my dad and a really tight relationship with my son, and it's just really nice to see that in another family. Very wholesome. I don't think things are quite as wholesome with my son or with my father. We're a little more left of center, if you will. But nonetheless, love is love, and it's a beautiful thing to see a father and a son doing what Casey and Stacy / Duke are doing. So very cool. God bless them. So check out Vandells.com. You know, that's some old school stuff, man. A show band. You know, a show band. It's a show. They're playing music. They're putting on a show. It's really easy to think of that as like, oh, that's old-fashioned. And it is. But so is black and white film. And everybody gets excited about that. So go see the Vandells, man. It's entertainment, you know, as opposed to assholes like me that just get up on stage and yell at you for an hour and a half. That was cool. That was very cool. Casey and Stacey are good people. All right. Look, this is the second podcast in 1 week. I did that interview last week, and didn't have time to put this all together. Did the podcast earlier today, actually, with Dan that is already up, episode 14. This is episode 15. I want to do more of this. I enjoy doing it. It's fun. It's nice to not be confined by a three-minute song and just kind of rant. We've actually got a lot of people listening to this podcast now, which is shocking and humbling and wonderful. But we need to, you know, take it to the next level. So earlier in the a few podcasts back, we asked for people to submit questions. A few people actually did, like four people. And, of course, we haven't answered them yet because we're disorganized morons. But sincerely, if you guys have thoughts, suggestions, things you'd like to hear us do, whatever, shoot us an email. Actually, the best way to do it is just go on Facebook and send me a private message either on the Jace Everett official fan page thing or on my personal Facebook page. They're kind of interchangeable. Drop us a line. Let us know. We will be back probably in a couple of weeks. I'm going to be on the road. I'm going to be in LA writing, and then playing some shows in Reno, next week and next weekend. But I may do a podcast, a solo podcast from the road, just to say howdy to you folks. Hope you enjoyed that talk with Stacey and Casey. Good people. And, hey man, love your folks. Love your kids. Try not to be a dick. I know it's easy. I'm good at it myself. I totally understand that. But just, you know, shit. Life is hard enough. Just be cool and love your people. And maybe you'll get to make a record with your dad one day. You know? You never know. Things could happen. Peace out to you, kids. This is Jace Everett. This is Talking Into Microphones. And I will see you next time. Cheers. Bye-bye.